The number of hospitalizations and ICU admissions for COVID continues to drop in Ontario. Today, the province reported 356 people are in intensive care due to the virus. That's down from 364 people yesterday. There are 1,342 COVID-positive patients in hospital, down from 1,403 people yesterday. There are 37 new deaths being reported today, including one from more than a month ago added for data cleaning. Limited testing has captured 2,327 new cases included in the latest report. Case numbers are underestimated. The test positivity rate is 11%. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,080,937 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 1,045,685 recoveries and 12,204 deaths. The February 15 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Cases 3,204 recoveries since yesterday's report. The vaccination status of new cases has not been updated yet. Hospitalizations of the 1,342 in hospital testing positive for COVID-19, 52% were admitted because of COVID, and 48% were admitted for other reasons but test positive for COVID-19. There are 206 COVID patients on ventilators because of COVID-related critical illness vaccination. About 85% of the population 5 years and older in Ontario is fully vaccinated, about 11.9 million people. 4% is partially vaccinated and 11% is unvaccinated. More than 6.7 million people in Ontario have had 3 doses of a COVID vaccine. Northern Ontario in the north, there are 145 people with COVID-19 in hospital, down from 152 yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 23 people in ICU with the virus, up from 21 yesterday, and 11 people on ventilators, up from 10 yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 4,545 cases, 625 known active cases and 16 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,379 cases, 187 known active cases and 3 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 4,977 cases, 475 known active cases and 9 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 53% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 10,558 cases, 415 known active cases and 57 hospitalizations. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. Timiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 1,270 cases, 46 known active cases, and no hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 4,197 cases and 417 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 97% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 89% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 61% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 7,924 cases, 282 known active cases and 46 hospitalizations, including 11 people in ICU. The health unit is only updating data Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.